Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Miss America now has come to its senses and understands what a woman is. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, this battle we've had back and forth with the Miss America pageant has been ongoing for quite some time when our beautiful client, Kaylee Bush, rightly won the Miss North Florida 2025 in 2024 when she won the title. But then she was never allowed to receive the benefits because Miss America kind of did a fast one, let's say, and changed the contract.
Yeah, so Miss Florida is part of Miss America, and so she competed in the Miss North Florida contest. And the reason she competed there is because the theme of that particular event in Jacksonville, Florida, was freedom. And she obviously supports freedom. So she won the Miss North Florida pageant. Very excited. She was crowned Miss North Florida. She was then next to stop and compete in the Miss Florida, and the winner from Miss Florida would go on to Miss America on a national scale. But when she went for her photo shoot a few weeks after winning the crown, she was presented for the very first time with a newly minted contract with a new definition of what it is to be female. And according to that definition of the contract, female can mean an individual who is a male who undergoes surgery to become a, quote, female. Well, when she saw that, she clearly said, well, that is against my religious beliefs. It's also against Florida law. Males cannot be females. Boys cannot be girls. I can't sign that. Can I be exempted from it? Miss America said no. And they refused to allow her to continue to compete in her rightful place in Miss Florida. But they also did not provide her all the benefits of her crown, which includes a scholarship. Mm-hmm. And in fact, Miss America advertises and promotes this competition as not a beauty pageant, but as a women's scholarship program, the winner of which gets a scholarship. So all these queens, like Kaylee Bush, should have received a scholarship. She did not, even to this day, receive a scholarship. We, Liberty Counsel, represent Kaylee, and we sent two demand letters to Miss America telling them that they needed to change their contract. Boys can't be girls, pure and simple. They refused.
And granted, she'd already served, I think, a couple months before they pulled this one on her and sent her this and showed her this contract.
Yeah, brand new, newly minted contract. Now, here's the other thing, Holly.
She fulfilled the duties so far.
She's the only one in the entire nation that objected to this contract. The rest of the girls that competed, highly talented all over the country, all these local competitions within all the different states, they set aside their integrity, they set aside truth so that they could pursue the crown, and they signed the contract knowing that they didn't believe a boy can become a female, a girl. Kaylee said no, she's not going to set aside her integrity. In fact, she would rather set aside her crown and be truthful to the Lord Jesus Christ and to truth, and she refused to sign it, and she gave up everything.
Well, you know, standing for truth often costs something, but in the long run, it's worth it.
Yeah, so the amazing thing is that we sent it two demand letters, and they still did not budge. They got a lot of negative media. That was their fault for having this crazy contract.
And they kept denying that they were doing anything wrong.
Yeah, so
I mean, read the contract. You can read what it says.
It says, quote, male to female. I'm reading it right here.
It's like, we don't allow men to compete. Well, what you have in the contract says otherwise.
So the applicant must be a female. Female means a born male or someone who is, quote, male to female, as long as they've had this mutilating surgery, but it's a male that can be a female. That's just nonsense.
Mm-hmm. But don't forget, like, to get to the position that she was in that role, the previous pageant, you would have to be a minor to compete. So that means that a minor boy would have to have the surgery, which I believe is against Florida law.
It's against Florida law in so many ways. You can't do that on minors in Florida now. So then earlier this year, Kaylee was at a She Leads America event where she was actually crowned Miss She Leads America by this organization. So she's coming out of the meeting, and TMZ's there, and they put a microphone in front of her, and they ask her a question. She responds truthfully. That goes viral. That makes Miss America go nuts. You know, she was just telling the truth. They threatened her with defamation. All right, go right ahead. You know, everything she says is true.
And they kept saying, too, well, we didn't take the, you know, she didn't lose her crown. Well, she has the physical crown, but the actual title and the benefits are gone.
They're gone. And to this date, they haven't given them.
And the person in that Miss North Florida did not get to compete.
That's right.
The first runner-up didn't compete.
No, so there was an empty spot.
It was very quietly done.
So the Florida Attorney General, James Uthmeyer, on April the 10th, sent a letter to the Miss America organizations and Miss Florida saying, look, you advertise this as a competition, an event for women, but now you allow men, males, to compete. That's false advertising under the Florida Deceptive and Trade Act, and that could be highly consequential. You need to change your program and be truthful to the people, because you've deceived Kaylee and you have revoked the benefits of her crown. Miss America again went haywire, but they came back and they, same day, April 10, they changed their contract. And they said the applicant must be a naturally born female. Female means a born female or born an intersex female individual, defined as one born with two X chromosomes. So it's still XX. So in other words, they've said, okay, it's not a male to female. It's female. And they now change their contract. That was on the afternoon of April the 10th. Now, on the April 11th, we had a gala, Liberty Council annual gala, and we recognized Kaylee as a defender of truth. She gave an incredible message as part of receiving that award. But the amazing thing, battling Miss America now for 2 years, just on the eve of our Liberty Council gala, April 11th in Central Florida, Miss America finally saw the light, and now they know what a woman is. However, Miss America, they're now going, complaining against the Attorney General, Holly. They're complaining against the Attorney General. Instead of being contrite and going about their merry way and just being Miss America, a competition for women, they're complaining against the Attorney General of the state of Florida.
You know, why is it so hard to admit that you're wrong and say, you know what? We messed up. We're sorry. We're going to give you your scholarship. You know, thank you for bringing this to our attention, and go about their merry way. But they have to keep having these little tantrums.
They keep having these little tantrums, and they send it out on X, the attorney's letter that is railing against the Attorney General for the letter.
And it's giving them bad media.
It's giving them more bad media.
As if you would just say, we're sorry, we messed up, we'll restore your scholarship.
It's a competition only for women, for no more, no men, no boys in the competition. Yeah. Okay, that's what we said that they should have done 2 years ago. But they continue to dig their heels in and have this crazy contract that, I'm telling you, it says male to female. Well, Kaylee said males can't be females, right?
Right.
That's against truth. It's against her Christian faith. It's against objective biological reality. How can she sign a contract agreeing that a boy can be a girl? She can't.
And no beauty pageant is worth that, right?
I tell you what, though, you know, this is like a Genesis 50 moment where Joseph was thrown into the pit and he was there meant for harm by his brothers. But what happened is God turned that event into something greater. So I believe there's so many times, and Kaylee is one of those, where she had to go through soul searching. I remember back in the fall of 2020, in September 2020, when she came to our gala, she was right in the midst of this contract that was presented to her. And she was wondering, and she was processing with her mom and dad the proper way to respond to that. And she could not sign her name and just move on into the competition, knowing that that was false. Boys can't be girls. And by the way, that essentially says, yeah, you can mutilate these little boys and pretend that they're girls And that's not only illegal, but it's immoral. It's wrong. Mm-hmm. She loves kids. She's not going to harm them.
And she has brothers.
Yeah, and she was willing to give up her crown to stand for truth. And as a result of that, more than 2 years later, now Miss America has gone back and understands what a woman really is. A woman is a woman, XX. There's no boys. There's males, cannot be females. Thank you to Kaylee Bush. Thank you to Liberty Counsel for being able to stand for the truth in this case. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.